Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Y'all blessed. Dr. Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy's a medical doctor, surgeon of the year, author of over 30 books. And he's been on television. He's all over the internet. So if you want to find Dr. Shealy, you can go to NormShealy.com. You can buy your vitamins, minerals, and supplements where I do at NormShealy.com. Or you can go to his office in Springfield, Missouri, and you can pick them up. You can call his office and make an appointment and see him. You can visit him via Skype. You can have a Skype consultation. So it's all available at NormShealy.com. And Dr. Shealy, would you like to give out your phone number for those who would like to contact your office? 417-351-5221. Yep, 417-351-5221 in Springfield, Missouri. That's the Central Time Zone class if you're interested in getting more information from Dr. Shealy. Okay, so Dr. Shealy, we're talking about wireless devices, just beyond stupid. So there's a standard size carry-on luggage that you can buy, and it'll fit, in the overhead bin. So it's standardized. But over the top is, for $225, you can splurge and buy one of these carry-on bags that has a battery built in. Now, this battery, I'm not kidding, this is a battery built in that can charge your phone five times before it runs out of current. So if you're not smart enough to bring a charger with you, you can always bring this carry-on bag with you, and you can charge your phone five times, assuming that the battery in the luggage has a full charge. So no need to think about having a charger and a cord with you. Well, you need the cord, but this luggage, which has wheels, will charge your battery. Any comments about that? $225, Dr. Shealy.
Don't give me one. I would throw it away.
How about this? How about for $100, you can buy a wireless mobile printer. Now, what this thing is, it's about a little bit larger than a deck of cards. So you can have this printer, you can put it in your pocket, and if you want to print something that you just took on your, an image you just took with your cell phone, you can print it out wirelessly.
Don't give me one.
Who thinks this stuff up? All right. Well, this one's kind of over the top. It's less expensive. It's around $10. So, people like to take pictures of themselves. They're really impressed, and they say, look at me, look at me, look at me. And they take these selfies. Well, they even have these sticks so they can have this. It's kind of like a cue stick with a holder that will hold your smartphone so you can take a picture of yourself. The problem is pressing the button to take the picture. So they make a remote control so that you can take a picture of yourself with this remote control button. So think of it kind of like a garage door opener, and you just hold that, out of the camera's view, and you click the button, and that remotely tells the smartphone to take a picture of you.
Don't give me one.
What a great idea. another wireless device. So for $40, you can get Bluetooth speakers. Now, you don't have to have a wire between whatever the device that's going to transmit the signal to your speakers. You don't need that. But you do need to plug the darn thing in, unless you have it battery powered. So now we're talking about speakers without wires, but a wire to run the device. which I don't understand, because speakers, you don't need to power them anyway. All you need to do is hook the speaker up to your, you know, receiver, and that will, the receiver will power your device. But you can have wireless Bluetooth speakers. And if that's not good enough, and you need to have speakers in the shower, now they have a waterproof or water-resistant version.
No.
I'm not kidding. I mean,
what
this is...
waste of intellect.
What I'm trying to describe is that if you think that you're going into your neighbor's house for Christmas and you're not going to be bombarded, these are just a few of the stupid things that people buy. Okay, then you can have a wireless camera. Let's talk about that for just a second. So there are these wireless doorbells. And so, and they're called Ring, R-I-N-G. So if you have a doorbell, and it's, you can get the Amazon Ring doorbell, it will take a picture of whoever's coming to your door. Okay? It will actually transmit all the time. So this thing's wireless transmitting. Whenever it thinks that something is worth sending an image to, or you can, it 24/7, this camera can be on. So your camera, if you live in a neighborhood, or your doorbell is aimed at your neighbor's house, right across the street. And if he has one, he's named at yours. So do you want to close your curtains? I mean, do you? Well, just, you know, just in case he's got a doorbell that's taking 24/7 images of you. Well, let's say you have inside your house, you've got some other cameras for your security system. I mean, if you think that you can't trust your daughter, so you have a camera in her room, okay? Or your son's room. Or whoever's in your house. You've got cameras all over the place, right? I mean, that's what some dumb people do. Well, we don't have any of that here. But actually, we have a security system, but it's not wireless. And but anyway, so there are these cameras everywhere in people's houses. And they're connected to a device like the Ring doorbell. So a guy who takes over the doorbell can take over the transmission of these cameras to the owner's cell phone, and you can have multiple cell phones communicate with these doorbells and cameras. So what's happening now is the neighbors are taking control of other neighbors' cameras in their homes. And now you can have all kinds of blackmail and bribery and all kinds of things going on because people are stupid enough to have wireless devices. If it's wireless, anybody can pick it up. Think of it like a radio. So if you're listening to Dr. Shealy on radio on Thursday afternoon in Springfield, Missouri, the radio station cannot prevent you from listening. They can't do it. It's impossible because it's in the clear over the air. Well, the same thing with wireless devices. It's over the air. And if you have enough smarts, you can hack into it. So what's happening is people are just saying, well, what's the default password for a Ring doorbell, whatever it is? Let's say it's Ring 1234 or admin or ABCDE, okay? Whatever the default password is, the neighbors can say, well, let's see, are there any wireless device? Oh, here's some Ring doorbells. What's the default password? 1234. Wow. Hey, look, it's working. So now your neighbor's watching whatever you think you're watching privately from your doorbell. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. And to prove it to you, the police are saying, tell you know what, to keep everybody safe, we will let you turn on the device so that we can see everything that's going on in the neighborhood. That way we can keep you all safe. So now you have a mesh network of doorbells, and all the doorbells are looking at everything. So if you think that you're going to be able to walk your dog down the street without the police seeing you do it, you're confused. And if you've got your doorbell network to your home internal wireless cameras, and you think the police aren't seeing that too, you're confused. Dr. Shealy, I just wanted to share with our class the amount of wireless communications that's going on, and that's just the tip of the tip of the tip of the iceberg. Are you concerned?
Yes, I've been concerned for 40 years.
Okay.
You know, I don't like it. And
I don't either. And just to show how stupid things are, there's even a wireless garage door opener. Now, we have had wireless garage door openers, heck, since probably the 1960s, 1970s. They were really simple. You know, you get the garage door opener, and with that you get this little button with that's battery powered. And you push the button, and it opens your garage door when you're close to it. When you're close to your garage door. Okay. Well, now you can control your garage door with your smartphone. So you can open and close your garage door from anywhere in the country. And you can have it open and close at certain times based on a delay or whenever you tell it to open and close. So you can have it. So if you're home at 5:30 every afternoon, you can have it open let's say 5:20, you know, just in case you're early. And there it is. Your garage door is open for you. But can it be hacked? Of course it can. So from anywhere in the world, somebody can take over your garage door. But people are not thinking. They're not thinking. And that's a great reason to get out of the city, because as more and more of these devices get installed, there's more and more electromagnetic radiation, the more and more we're killing ourselves faster and faster. That's called the quickening, the increasing rate of things happening. So I don't know what the answer is, because Dr. Shield, there's so many stupid people and they outnumber us. How do we tell them, have you lost your mind? I mean, without saying, have you? Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should say, have you lost your mind? Not only are you killing yourself, you're killing me. The problem is I don't think they believe it. Okay. So if you want to see how dumb your neighbors are going to be after Christmas, you can look right now and you can look at electronic presents. Yeah, just look. Or electronic Christmas presents. Or do this. Save yourself a lot of time. Wireless Christmas presents. Just do a search. See if you came up with what we came up with. Okay, Dr. Shealy, it's something that I was very concerned about, but I don't know the answer to it. And I was wondering, you know, sometimes a tree will get hit by a storm and be falling over and it'll be across the road or the driveway and we go to cut it down. And the question is, do these plants, trees, feel pain? You know, we cut our lawn and we're just mowing it because we think it, you know, looks better if it's mowed. Are there ultrasonic screams that we can hear from the blades of grass that are being cut, from the trees that are being cut down? Have you ever thought about that?
Have to admit, I haven't.
Well, I'll bet you there's something to it. And I wonder if the trees that are in a forest talk to each other. You know, so maybe not the same lexicon that we use, but I'm wondering if they can communicate. I wonder, how do they all get along? Actually, some of them don't get along. There are vines that don't get along with anybody. And I guess they would be called the trolls of the forest, right? They just, these vines choke the life out of trees that are causing them no harm. Just, they would be the trolls, the internet trolls of the forest. Well, I was just wondering
trees send distress signals about drought and disease or insect attacks, so that other trees can alter their behavior when they receive these messages. They're called mycorrhizal networks.
So they do talk.
That's what it says. Smithsonian Institute.
There you go. So trees talk, just as we do. Now, if we spoke a little nicer and a little more deliberately to each other, we could prevent our neighbors from having these stupid devices in their homes and polluting the air. You know, they're worried about pollution. How about that? We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, I have heard medical professionals suggest taking a baby aspirin once a day. A baby aspirin once a day would be the equivalent of taking a quarter of a regular aspirin once a day. And, you know, cardiologists have been recommending it, then they changed their mind, then they recommended it, then they changed their mind. And there's an article that I was reading, it said taking three aspirin a week increases the chance of living a longer life by 20%. And it says aspirin has protective effect for bowel and gastrointestinal cancers. What are your thoughts about aspirin? And, you know, when we get to be an age of a senior, 55 plus, then we take an aspirin, a baby aspirin, about 81 milligrams per day or not. What are your thoughts?
No. I don't believe in it. And there is, to me, controversy. And even in the last 6 months, there's been a couple of articles suggesting that it really doesn't help at all.
Mm-hmm. Like, and does it do any damage?
Well, it can cause lymphocytic colitis, and it can cause intestinal bleeding, even though small doses.
My understanding from, from 30 years ago, and maybe it's changed, that, you know, if you have a headache, you can take an aspirin, and it seems to cause the symptoms to disappear. But my understanding is that we actually really don't understand what an aspirin does in the body. We don't understand how it works. It works, but we don't understand how it works. Is that still true, or is that, has that changed?
Well, we know something about its anti-inflammatory capabilities. However, even 60 years ago in medical school, I was taught there were 16,000 people a year who died from taking aspirin because of bleeding.
Okay, so what about the, you know, the alternative? There used to be commercials on television back probably in the 70s that would, and I don't know what they're, what's advertised on television, because I haven't watched television since, probably over 20 years now. You know, I'm talking about over-the-air type television, ABC, CBS, NBC. I haven't watched that in 20 years. But there used to be, you know, commercials saying, you know, more hospitals recommend ibuprofen or something like that versus aspirin. And they were talking about like how aspirin is insinuating that aspirin is dangerous, but, you know, the ibuprofen or whatever they were recommending at the time was not. Is there a case to be made for that, or is that just because the hospitals were given ibuprofen at a lower cost so they could say that, so they could sell more retail ibuprofen?
Ibuprofen, all the so-called NSAIDs have risks of bleeding, all of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it seems to me that really what the pharmaceutical/pharmacomafia really does is manage symptoms. Is that right, other than antibiotics?
Exactly.
So if you feel this ache or pain, we'll just kill the ache or pain, but we're not going to fix the cause. We'll just kill the symptoms. We'll kill the messenger.
Right.
Okay. Okay. A guy named Sidney Gottlieb, G-O-T-T-L-I-E-B, the most prolific torturer of his generation, used potent drugs, extreme temperatures, food and sleep deprivation, and electroshock experiments for mind control during his term with the CIA, and he considered experiments on human expendables. You know, those would be prisoners, addicts, mentally and terminally ill patients, and unwitting people, even children. And so he used all of these things. Have you ever followed any of that, of the torture that Sidney Gottlieb did in, up until he died in 1999 at the age of 80, but he was something else. Have you heard of him, Dr. Shealy?
I've heard the name, but I don't know the details.
Okay. All right. Were you taught ethics in medical school, where you were told not to damage people?
Well, it was never a course, and it might have been mentioned once or twice in a single sentence, but never anything specific.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The full report on the impeachment case being made against President Trump by Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee has been released overnight. Now, the House Rules Committee is to lay out the rules for debate and will discuss proposed changes to those two resolutions tomorrow. And a floor vote on the impeachment articles is scheduled for Wednesday after some debate. Expected to be approved in the House, it would then go on to the Senate, where Republican Senator Ted Cruz says he will maintain his oath to do impartial justice according to the Constitution.
But the oath of a Senate juror, it has some similarities to a criminal trial, but it has some differences as well. The framers understood that impeachment, particularly the impeachment of a president, is inherently a political exercise.
The Texas Republican was speaking there on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
There's a thought that nightmares prepare us for real-life dangers. People who have bad dreams handle stress situations more efficiently, the study finds. So it was partly funded by the U.S. government, a study which brain regions light up during nightmares. So They monitored the brains of people while they slept and woke them up and asked them if they were having nightmares, and they kept a diary. And they think that there is a relationship between nightmares and preparing us for real-life dangers. Dr. Shuley, do you have any thoughts on nightmares, what causes them, what they're for, why we have them, and so forth?
Well, I think it could be that as one reason. But I think there's no question that people who've had a traumatic childhood or major trauma early in life are more likely to continue having nightmares. So it makes me wonder, if you have it because you've had bad nightmares, how it's protecting you for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Am I being vague?
And yeah. Uh-huh. Nightmares can be pretty terrifying. And if... You know, I've had nightmares, and I have absolutely correlated and experimented. As you mentioned, if you have sugar before you go to bed, Jay, you're looking forward to a great nightmare. And absolutely, there is a 1.0 correlation. I mean, it's 100% correlation that if I have some kind of sugar before I go to bed, I will have a nightmare. It's a certainty. And the kind of nightmares that I have, and I don't do that anymore. I mean, that's crazy. The kind of nightmares that I would have is I can't get there. Wherever it is I'm trying to get to, I can't get there. If I'm swimming, it just seems to get, you know, the faster I swim, the less I can get there. Or if I'm trying to climb it, whatever it is, I can't get to the top. If whatever it is, I cannot reach where I'm trying to go in these sugar-induced nightmares. So the answer for me is that's really simple. Don't have any sugar, and especially before bed. So any thought of what that might mean, Dr. Shuley, that kind of a nightmare? Or is that common?
I believe it's probably common, but I don't know because fortunately, I'm not a sugaraholic. I haven't even bought sugar since 1970. I wonder about alcohol. I don't drink enough to know whether that would do the same thing. But theoretically, alcohol is metabolized almost as pure sugar.
Mm-hmm. And that was something I wanted to ask you about, alcohol. I decided to see what Alcoholics Anonymous is up to, and I was traveling and I had a couple hours, and I just went to the internet and I did a search on Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. I think it's originally called the Washingtonian Society. And they're all over. I mean, you can go for the afternoon meetings, you can go to the evening meetings, you go to the weekend meetings. I mean, in a city you can probably go to at least 10 meetings a day if you're so inclined. And I wanted to see what these guys were like. So, and you know, you don't have to sign in, you don't have to say who you are. So I just showed up. And I sat through one of the meetings. And I was really impressed with the lexicon, the ability to speak, and the intelligence level of the people that I met anonymously at this Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. So I'm not an alcoholic. I hardly ever drink at all. But the question relates to this. The people would go around the room and say, "Hey, I'm Joe. I'm an alcoholic. I've been an alcoholic for 25 years, and I haven't had a drink in 25 years. Hi, I'm Sue. I'm an alcoholic. I'm relatively new here. I've been only here for a couple years, and I've been an alcoholic for a couple years. Haven't had a drink in a couple years." Now, the question is, they are saying that they are an alcoholic as if it is a current condition, but yet they haven't had any alcohol in years. And now, when we talk about cancer, someone will say, "Well, I had cancer, but I don't have it anymore." So the question is, why is it that alcoholics at Alcoholics Anonymous say that they're alcoholics, but yet they've been alcohol-free for years or decades or even longer, but they say they are an alcoholic when we say, you know, "I used to have this disease, but I don't have cancer anymore." What is alcoholism? A disease? Is it a mental condition? Is it a lapse in judgment? Is it a collapse of morals? Dr. Shuley, what do you think alcoholism
of the above.
Is?
Okay. All of the above. You know, but Alcoholics Anonymous has this basic philosophy that if you truly have been addicted and in trouble from one way or another, from drinking too much alcohol, that means you've got a permanent stigma. And you by admitting it, you are helping to prevent yourself from going there again. And it's worked for them for, I mean, the founder of Alcoholics Anonymous actually spoke to my high school when I was a senior in high school.
Mm-hmm. And was it called the Washingtonian Society back then, or it had changed its name?
I don't remember. I just remember he was the founder. It was still called Alcoholics Anonymous even then.
Okay. All right. And it seems to me that, yeah, it does work. And the people who attended, I got to tell you, I was really impressed with, you know, the level of education of some of these alcoholics. They weren't people that were street people. These were people who were really, really bright. I saw one guy with a camel hair coat. You know, we're talking about a coat that was easily $1,000. And, it was either brand new or he just had it dry cleaned. And it looked like he was a pillar of the village there, of the city. You know, either he was a lawyer or he was an upper level political type, you know, somebody who certainly had some wherewithal. Otherwise, he wouldn't have had that coat. And he was there at the AA meeting. And you know, they asked me, if I'd like to tell my story. And I didn't have a story. I was just there to see what it was about. But nobody would come on the air with me as a result of that meeting. But one gal, I remember, she was really interesting. She came up to me after the meeting and she remembered my name because I introduced myself as Vincent. And she said, something to me. And I said, so, what is it about you guys? Or I asked her some kind of a question. And she said, oh, we're just a bunch of drunks. But no one had a drink. And they considered themselves a bunch of drunks. Quite fascinating. What damage do you think a habitual drinker has done to him or herself, Dr. Shealy? Is there physical damage that, it's just not going to get fixed? It's, you know, it's a permanent damage?
Well,
that
the
live
number
with?
One damage is to the liver, number two, the pancreas, and probably number three, then, to the brain.
Okay, are all of those permanent?
They can be. It depends on how far gone you are before you stop. But the body does have a remarkable ability to repair itself if you stop before serious damage occurs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you say serious, you were talking about falling down drunk, don't remember what happened, you know,
yeah,
a bunch of times?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I worked with an alcoholic. he was the boss many, 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 many years, decades ago. And he always smelled like he had been drinking. Always. I mean, it seemed like it was coming out of his pores. And he was probably in his 50s. I was much, much younger at the time. He was probably in his 50s, and one day he didn't come to work, and they found him dead in where he lived. And but he was a real serious alcoholic, and he had the bulbous nose, the whole nine yards. But yet he was functioning. He seemed to be able to function quite fine.
And people vary all over the place in how far damaged they are and how long they can live after they acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm. So another question I have is, what actually is a hernia? What is it? There's a whole bunch of people. Guys and gals have them. What causes a hernia? What is the treatment for hernia? And does it work?
Well, A, it's a weakness in a muscle or a sort of ligament in the body that allows it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's somewhere between muscle and ligament.
Okay.
And
part of the intestine will pop through?
Yeah.
Okay. And what happens if that's not treated or repaired?
Well, it can strangulate, which means cut off the blood supply. And that can cause very serious, even fatal effects. It certainly will send you, if it strangulates, pain alone will send you to the emergency room.
Okay.
The repair is surgical. Unfortunately, in my opinion, it looks as if almost inevitably they're now putting in some kind of artificial mesh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that idea.
Yeah. Yeah, and there have been recalls in certain kinds of mesh, and I want to do some more research about that. So, is there a way that the body can rebuild those stomach muscles?
Once it's been out of place, probably not.
I remember reading Popular Mechanics magazine. I think it was Popular Mechanics that had advertisements where you could wear this. This,
right.
I think. What's it called?
PESSARY.
Okay. I think they referred to it as a truss or something like that as well.
Yeah, it can be called that too. A surgical truss or pessary.
And people would wear them, but did they actually keep everything inside, the intestines inside, so that the body could heal, or was it just like an undergarment that you'd wear so you wouldn't have to have surgery right then?
Exactly. It's to try to prevent surgery.
Okay. But does the body ever heal with wearing one of those, or is it just
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think it just protects you.
Okay. All right, so then the next question is, you know, I know a lot of people who have said they have hemorrhoids. So what actually is a hemorrhoid?
Now, that is a blood vessel that has become enlarged, if you will, and it pushes out, if you will, beyond the anus, or anywhere in and around the anus.
Mm-hmm. And are there, you know, I've heard of truck drivers saying that, it's like one of the complications of being a truck driver is getting hemorrhoids. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a lot. Yep.
And so what is the treatment for a hemorrhoid?
Well, it can be a rubber band. it can be cautery. Or it can be surgery.
Okay, when you say a rubber band, you're talking about, we use those for castrating little bull calves.
Yeah.
And this is like a very thick rubber band. It looks like a Cheerio.
Right.
About the size.
It wouldn't be that big and easier for hemorrhoid.
It's about the size, for cows or calves, it's about the size of a Cheerio, but it will expand to maybe the size of, if you put your thumb and forefinger together, you know, the circle that would make, it will expand that big. And you just put the testicles inside that, both of them, you count 2, 1, 2, and then you put that band in there, and the testicles just starve for blood flow.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shillian, in the people whom I come in contact with, it seems like a lot of people are depressed. And it seems like a lot of people are looking for virtual reality as compared to reality. And the depression seems to really hit at these family times of the year, like Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, and when families get together. And that's the purpose of many of these days, like Thanksgiving and Christmas, of course, celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. But it's a made-up day. December 25th was just picked, but that's the day it's celebrated, and it's really a family day. It's not supposed to be about presents, and it's not supposed to be about give me more stuff. But there's so many people whom I see around outside of our family that are depressed. And there's been a study that using psilocybin, you know, magic mushrooms, is the compounds in magic mushrooms. It's being evaluated in a clinical trial to see if that will work to prevent or treat depression. Now, there's some dramatic side effects of or complications of these magic mushrooms and the chemicals involved, the psilocybin. What are your thoughts about using that to treat depression, Dr. Shuley?
I don't like it. It carries too much risk of causing a problem rather than curing it. I think it's no better than the average drug, which sucks. There's not a single antidepressant drug which is worth trying, in my opinion.
Okay. All right, so if we carry that to the next step, and we say, okay, so persons involved in an automobile accident, and to save that person's life, there's going to be the need for a transfusion, you know, from another person's blood. Well, we're finding out now that because of being a consumer of tea and coffee and soda and other caffeine type foods, if you want to call them foods, that now that we're finding in the blood samples that would be used in hospitals for transfusions, there is a great likelihood that patients are giving blood transfusions that's not really pure. It's got Xanax or its equivalents, cough medicine, and you know other medications as part of the, we'll call it pure or believed to be pure blood that the patient is receiving. So these drugs are in the blood of people who are giving blood for medical life-saving purposes. Any comments, thoughts, concerns about that?
Well, theoretically, they're supposed to be better screened than that, but they're not. I mean, I wouldn't suggest caffeine be an exclusion, but I certainly think anybody taking any kind of mood drug or any kind of therapy drug should not be a candidate to give blood.
Well, marijuana has been legalized in many locations, many states, cities, and across the country have legalized marijuana. So if my concern is, what's wrong with being right down here on Earth in reality? What's so bad about that?
A lot of people don't like reality, let's face it.
Right.
They do everything they can to escape it.
Right, but when they come back from that vacation, they're still here. And it's the same place, except maybe even worse now. Because they've spent the money on that vacation, that mental vacation. And so if they were broken, that's the reason. It makes it worse for everybody. And I'm concerned about people driving under the influence of whatever they're under the influence of, including prescription medicines. Are there prescription medicines that you are concerned about that people would be driving under the influence of?
Well, actually, almost any, a huge majority of prescriptions have the risk of memory problems, fatigue, sudden problems with the brain functioning properly. So I got to tell you, I don't like it any way you look at it. But I'm not the one making the laws.
Okay, so memory and fatigue. I've got to tell you that most people who I would come in contact with would say, yeah, I'm pretty tired. My memory's not as good as it was. And do you think that people have correlated the fact that their memory's not as good and they're more tired because of the, what are they taking, an average of 11 prescription drugs per day? You know, the average senior, is that what it is? Or is it more than that now?
It's just beyond belief.
Right. I have this feeling that people don't correlate what is happening to them with the drugs that they're taking, with the complications of one drug with the next, and one drug will alleviate some of the complications of the first drug, and so forth. And pretty soon they're up to 11 or 12 or 19. I mean, I don't think people can even figure out how many drugs they're taking. It's so many. And one of the questions I'm asked whenever I go to my annual checkup is, what medications are you on? I mean, they're very concerned about that. Are you taking? No, I'm not taking it.
I are among those who say none.
Yeah. Dr. Shuley, thanks so much for being with us today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.